in the subject of privacy and drug testing. In the 80s, there was confusion in the forces that pushed drug testing to the front of workplace issues. An increasing pressure was on employers by the globalization of the world's economy, to cut their costs of fueling their search for the right employee and doing their business. The war on drugs intensified because of urban crime related in the rising level of drugs. But in America, the war's focus shifted from attacking the supply to the demands, the increase of risk that aimed for the public's safety as the specter of impairment while on the job, especially in the transportation employment sector. "Everyone should have drug testing except me" was the attitude when the drug testing emerged, which was the solution to all these ills. Drug impairment and urinalysis. There is a confusion in forces which raises different problems. In some case it is drug use, performance impairment and performance-enhancing drugs that mostly used by athletes. The quickest fix to a lot of these problems are workplace drug testing that uses urine samples, but urinalysis cannot measure the impairment caused by drugs. Wanting to attack the demanding side of the drug trade, apart from that, almost all forces calls for drug testing on impairment while on the job. But because of drug testing, the public sees it as an extreme invasion of privacy and very intrusive. That was one of the most fundamental rights. It is intrusive mostly when imposed randomly without any kind of reasonable suspicions, like many drug testing proponent advocate. Intrusiveness of drug testing and the mechanisms of drug testing. The drug testing prevailing method of choice is by using urine samples. But people have expressed their experience of urinalysis that degraded them. Not only is the drug testing method intrusive, drug testing results are highly sensitive personal information in a collection. It tells us if a person had a history of taking drugs or may have consumed drugs. Collecting urine samples to find the drugs used and may show medical conditions through urinalysis that is only known by the person being testing. Drug testing needed subjects to show their use of prescription drugs, over-the-counter drugs and other legitimate drugs that could cause positive feedback from the drugs testing results. Private firms and the government embraced the drug testing method of urinalysis despite its intrusiveness. In the 80s, 58% of employers in the U.S. had drug testing programs. Widespread drug testing is a simple and a quick fix to a complex social problem that is enormously attractive. That is stress, ignorance and the continuing failure of treating and drug testing employees with substance abuse health problems and not social deviance, which is threatening than appreciating a lot of our fundamental liberties. Employers permitted the war on drugs strategy that intrude family homes without any kind of reasonable suspicion. Intrusions are not really addressing the main problem, but the government are still attracted with the idea of drug testing that intrudes the bodies of its citizens. For more info about drug testing, please visit drugabusecontrol.com. Or contact us now at 888-366-5029. Email us at info@drugabusecontrol.com. Thank you for listening.